You may be seated, and if there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, it's okay to bring a parent or a grandparent or a friend along with you if that helps. When I was a little boy, my parents would always remind me when we went out to be sure, if I asked for something, to say please. When someone gave me what I asked for, I was always to say thank you. So, if we were going out to somebody's house and we were going to eat, and I said, please pass the potatoes, if they passed the potatoes, which they always did, I would say thank you. If I was talking to a male who was older than me, I was to answer yes, sir, and no, sir. If I was talking to a woman who was older than I was, then I was to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Because they wanted me to be polite. They wanted me to show respect to those around me. And I'm really glad they did. Although sometimes when people say yes, sir, to me, it makes me feel kind of old. That's because I am kind of old. Now, Jesus also taught his disciples how to respect other people. That's the word that we use when we talk about being polite to other people. We respect them because they are children of God, just like we are. And we're supposed to treat them like children of God, and they're supposed to treat us like children of God. And guess what? We're supposed to treat them like children of God even when they don't treat us like children of God. We're supposed to treat them even better than they treat us. Now, Jesus, in the story today that you just heard Pastor Aaron read, meets up with somebody and shows them respect, someone who doesn't particularly respect him, but he shows them respect anyway. So you listen for who that is, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to love each other and respect each other as your children, because we know we all are, each and every one of us. Help us to learn from Jesus, not just how to respect each other, but how to love one another as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down.